Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really glad to have with me for the first time, Bill Pincus. Bill is the president, CEO, and director of Miramont Resources. It's a sponsor to this show. He has 40 years of experience as a geologist, consultant, and executive in the minerals industry. He has held senior positions at FMC Gold, later became Meridian, Sunshine Mining, and various junior companies. Starting in 2002, he formed Esperanza Resources and served as CEO and president of that company. Esperanza successfully discovered two deposits in Mexico and Peru before its acquisition by Alamos Gold. Bill has extensive Peruvian experience, having lived and worked there for over 25 years. And now Bill is teaming up with none other than Dr. Quentin Henning, who is well known in this show. He is the chairman of that company to explore what both geologists believe is an exceptional gold copper target in Peru. I think there's some base metals involved there in addition to copper as well. It's really an exciting story. It's one that I've just recently added to my newsletter and one that I've purchased shares of stock in myself. Before we say hello to Bill, I should tell you that that Miramont Resources trades in Toronto under the symbol MONT. You can buy it in the United States, as I have, under the symbol MRRMF. 54.8 million shares outstanding, recently trading at around 31 cents in U.S. money, giving it a market cap of around $17 million. Well, thank you for joining me today, Bill. It's really great to talk to you.
Well, thanks for having me on. It's good to be here.
Peru is one of those foreign countries that I feel pretty comfortable investing in. How are your feelings about Peru in terms of risk?
Well, the thing I like about Peru, and I've been working there since the early 1990s, is you can be pretty assured of political or legal stability. Mining is very important to the country. They have a very clear-cut legal system and land tenure system. And so you know what you have to do, and they don't change the rules on you.
Yeah, that's very important, of course, the rule of law. Just to be clear, Bill, I mean, Miramont is an exploration company. You're an exploration geologist. I don't think the company has any intention of becoming a producer, at least at this stage. And your real goal is to find a sizable deposit that would be attractive to a major or some larger company. Do I have that right?
Yes, I think that's fair. We are an exploration company. You know, we would have the capacity to discover and define a resource. But, you know, beyond that, then I think it has to, you know, be passed on to a larger company with a different skill set.
Right.
And let's focus on what we do well.
You have two properties in Peru, but the one I believe you are most focused on is a Cerro Hermoso project. Where in Peru is it located? And as a geologist, what do you see there that makes this an attractive exploration target?
It's located in Puno, Peru, in southern Peru. We're in a pretty good neighborhood. You know, other major companies are exploring, and there's a number of small mines as well in our neighborhood. What makes this prospect exciting to me, very exciting to me, as a geologist, is it's a very unique environment where we see a combination of intrusive activity, volcanic activity. We have various different styles of mineralization. We have various styles of mineralization dependent on lithologies, limestones versus intrusive rock versus diatreme, breccia rock. All of this covers a very large area, which indicates to me that there's real potential for a significant large-size deposit, which is what we're really going after.
That's really what I like to see as an investor as well, as something that has scale. So let's talk about some of the targets that you have. You mentioned the intrusives, volcanics, breccias, stockwork, so forth. There are three basic targets I know in your press release announcing your plans to start drilling, and I believe you actually have started drilling. Is that right, Bill?
We have started drilling. We started in about mid-January, and we've completed right now something on the order of 2,000 meters of drilling.
Okay, and probably within, what, several weeks or so, you may have some results?
Well, yeah, that's right. We've drilled three holes in our first target, the stockwork zone. We've now logged that core and sampled it, and that has been shipped to the assay lab. We're now drilling our second target, which is the central breccia zone. When we're done with that, we'll ship another batch of samples. So, I don't know what the lab turnaround time is, but, we should be getting results, in the near term, and we'll, of course, publish those results when, as soon as it's practical.
Perhaps sometime in March, end of March, April.
Yeah, I think that's a fair guess.
So let's talk about the three different areas. You mentioned your first target was the stockwork zone. I believe that's a copper, gold, silver target, is it?
That's exactly right. It's an area, pretty large area of, 500 by 500 meters, where we have all sorts of alteration. Some, we've had up to 3% copper and 10 grams of gold, so some very nice surface samples. Mm-hmm. As it's exciting is we have a pretty significant magnetic anomaly underlying it. And so we're sort of using a combination of geology, geochemistry, and our fine tuning our drill hole orientation using the geophysics.
So you found some nice samples, some nice values right on surface. I guess this is a fairly shallow target at this stage.
Well, not necessarily, because the magnetic signature, which picks up underneath the surface, is what we're surmising would be an intrusion, possibly a porphyry-type intrusion or related.
So your early drill holes are shallow holes? How deep are the holes?
No, actually, these first three drill holes are where we budgeted about 450 meters per hole. Those are, for our first round, those are relatively deep holes.
Sure. So you've put the drill down at the stock on the stockwork zone. Have you drilled into the central breccia zone yet?
We've completed one drill hole there, and we are working on the second one as we speak.
And the third target is a carbonate replacement zone. Is that something you'll be looking at anytime soon? And what specifically are we looking for there?
Sure. Okay. We'll drill three holes into the central breccia zone. Then we'll move over to the carbonate replacement. This is a blind target. We're basing it on historic reports and mine maps and things they encountered there, together with a geophysical anomaly, a chargeability anomaly that we believe might represent a lot of sulfide mineralization.
So there has been some work done on the property before, or just sort of helter-skelter individual small operators? Or
It was this, a small, medium-sized mine. It operated as an underground mine. There was a series of veins along the perimeter of this volcanic structure, so circular. And they mined some fairly high-grade veins from, say, like the 1960s to the very early 1990s. So, yeah, there is some historic work on the area, but we're taking a much different view on it, looking at it as a potentially much larger bulk-scale type district.
So to what extent have your exploration plans been made for 2019, or are they fluid? Might they change depending on what you see during these early holes in these three different types of targets?
Oh, I think we have to be flexible, and even within this drill program, we plan flexibility into it. We're going to test, in a fairly disciplined way, the three targets, but once we get results back on, holes that we think look good, we'll have enough meterage to, go back and either offset a zone or test out another idea in any of these three targets. So flexibility is key at this stage. We'll see what we find, and then we'll respond to that.
Well, I'll really be looking forward to your news releases once the first assays come out and you start to gain a bit more understanding of what you're dealing with. It's always interesting to watch things unfold in an exploration program like this. Now, let me ask you, Bill, it's always important, infrastructure, access to the property. How is this project looking in regard to that? Is it easy to get there, low cost?
Yes, it is. I mean, that's one of the real advantages of this project. We actually have paved road to, well, the nearest drill pad is probably less than a kilometer from paved road. Mm-hmm. So we have that. We have plenty of water. In our core shack, we generate our own power. There's a nearby town, maybe about 7 or 8 kilometers away. And so we basically we're renting out a hotel, which we're using as our camp. Mm-hmm. And then it's, you know, it's a 15-minute drive from town to where the core shack is. So logistically, it's fantastic.
You know, at your stage now as an exploration company, you're not thinking about production down the road, but ultimately as things develop, as you hope they will, somebody's going to be concerned. Is there, would there be electric power then into that town, I suppose?
Yeah.
So that it wouldn't be too difficult to extend electricity to the project if and when that becomes necessary.
It's very close to the power grid. You know, obviously engineers have to study that and look at, you know, this potential supply from the power grid. But yeah, infrastructure will not be a problem here.
How well funded are you now, Bill? You're probably going to need to raise some money, I suppose, this year, depending on the, you know, I would guess if you start finding some really juicy stuff, you're going to want to keep going, assuming that the markets cooperate. But how well funded are you now, Bill?
We're in pretty good shape. You may know, Jay, that we raised, before we began drilling in January, roughly 1.6 million Canadian. And so right now we have about 4.3 million, once again, Canadian, in the bank. So in U.S. terms, what is that?
It's probably 3 million, 3.3 maybe, something like that.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
So we're well funded. The drilling project, the drilling itself is going really smoothly and coming in under budget, which, you know, everyone always likes. So, you know, we're in good shape. But you're absolutely right. If we have success, if the market responds, you know, we'll look to raise sufficient funds to carry the project forward to resource definition, at least.
Bill, I always like to see the companies that I invest in and companies that I recommend in my newsletter that the management has some skin in the game. Does your management team own shares of Marymount?
We're pretty well invested. I would say management and those very close to management. We're probably have about 30% of the company. We all participated in this recent financing as well.
All right. Very important. You do have a second project in Peru. Perhaps just take 30 seconds or a minute or so to talk about that and what your plans might be longer term for that project.
Okay. The other project is called Lucacha. It's in Tacna, once again, in very southern Peru, and it's a porphyry copper project. We're in a very good neighborhood. We're maybe 50 kilometers from the Toquepala and Pajoni operations of southern Peru. Anglo-American drilled out another porphyry called Chipispaya about 10 kilometers away. And we have a project, Lucacha looks, I mean, it's clearly a porphyry type system. And we've done mapping, we've done geochemistry, and, you know, we like everything that we see. The issue with the project, however, is as we're close to the border, we require a special level of permission from the Peruvian government because we're a foreign company. So, you know, it's another layer of permitting, essentially. We're pretty far advanced in that. We've passed most of the major hurdles, and so I would hope that we'll get that sometime in the fairly near future, at which point, you know, we'll want to probably do a round of geophysics before we define drill targets.
All right. Well, that'd be good news, I guess, when you finally get permission. So just summing up today's discussion, Bill, this is an introduction to our listeners. Your story, which I'm quite excited about, own shares in it, looking forward to some juicy drill results. Hopefully, nothing ever assured in this business, that's for sure. But what should people be watching for then as we head into this year, as the year progresses?
Well, I think clearly they have to be watching the drill results. You know, this is the moment in time. We've, I think, put together a very good geologic model. We've done a really good work on the ground. Now we drill and see what we find.
Well, it's going to be exciting, I think, and nice to know that Dr. Quentin Henning is involved as well.
And he's been really helpful to me on this project, and you know, we're both geologists, so when we talk geology to each other, he keeps throwing out some very interesting ideas and says, hey, you should look at, you know, how does it look compared to this mine or that mine? Very, so it's been, you know, really fun and useful discussions with Quentin.
Yeah, he's one of those geologists that really think outside the box, and that's what makes him so interesting and exciting, the things he's involved with. So I was really delighted to see he's involved with you. Bill, that's about all the time we have for today. Thanks so much for introducing the story to my listeners, and I hope to keep up with you going forward as those drill results come out.
Well, you're very welcome, and you and me both waiting for those drill results.
Absolutely.